Okay, I want to start with the story. I read a book a few years ago about a self-made millionaire, businessman, a Jewish guy who was in the envelope business. And it's an old book. And he's a lot of very interesting advice. Now, I'll tell you lots of good advice. I'm going to quote a few books today. And most of the stuff is mentioned in Mesillas Yesharim. It's very interesting. Not what I'm going to tell you right now, but... a lot of it, the smart ideas that you hear, that you find, is can be found in Torah sources. We just don't know how to access them, or we don't know how to present them. But so check this out. This businessman describes a meeting. He went to Japan with a delegation of American entrepreneurs, and they're in Japan, and the Japanese are very dignified, and especially this is going back 30, 40 years ago. The communication was very difficult, and finally, one of them agreed to give a speech to this group of American businessmen, and it was a very elegant speech, and elegant surroundings, and they asked, "Does your company, one of the most successful companies in Japan, does your company have a game plan? Does it have a battle plan, long term?" He said, "Absolutely." He said, "How long are your long term plans? How long is your long term plan for your company?" He said, "250 years." Okay, that's why he's really successful, because he has a battle plan, 250 years long. This guy's going to be dead. He's already in his 80s. Okay, he's not going to make it much longer, but he has a plan for his company, 250 years. That's why he's so successful. Stock market goes down here, goes up here. He's looking long term. And one of the problems is in life, it's so easy, talking for myself, to get lost in the short term. Right? You're running late, so you're pressured. Right? This morning. Get the kids out. Late, rush. You know? But like, okay, you want your kids to have a good day, right? So if you send them off in a rush, you know, okay, so you'd be 2 minutes later. Okay, you have to run, things have to run according to schedule. But like, can't lose the big picture. You have to always look at the big picture. That's one of the challenges when we're tired, when we're hungry, when we're not in the mood. We focus on the now. Yitzhar says, now. I can't do it now. And we lose sight. We lose sight of the big picture, right? We come here like, oh, it's not for me. You have to look at the big picture. Want a slice of pizza? Gotta look. You don't even have to go so far down. Just go 10 minutes till you finish eating, and then there's nothing there. But the Yitzhar gets you in the now. You want this pleasure. You want to download this thing, do that thing. We look short term. And this is how we're going to be learning Mesillas Yesharim. This is how Mesillas Yesharim begins. Okay? With this same advice of the Japanese entrepreneur, right? That you got to go with a 250-year business plan. Okay? Mesillas Yesharim starts off, every person... You need a plan. You need a plan. You know, like, there's an uncomfortable thing, like, you know, when you get father-in-law sits down, the son-in-law says, okay, what are your plans? Like, but in life, to succeed, if you want to be really successful, okay, you need to know what you're doing. You want to read for us the first sentence of Perek Aleph in Mesillas Yesharim. He starts off, but every single, you know, leadership program, every single program training people, okay, they always talk about you got to know where you're headed. Can you read us the first sentence? You can read it in English or Hebrew, whatever language you want. Japanese, whatever.
They have that edition. They have that edition.
I don't know. Right. Sure. So, should.
English or Hebrew?
Whatever you like.
The bedrock of piety and the root of flawless divine service lies in man's effort to clarify and verify what his duty is in his world.
Okay, there's a lot of big words there, and I want to focus on one thing. He says, before we get started, the first thing you have to know is... what's my mission? What am I here for? What am I doing? Right? If you don't know that, then you're finished. I'll tell you something very interesting. There's a book. There's a man, Stephen Covey. Anyone ever hear of him? He wrote a lot of books for leadership programs in America. He's very cool. 7 Habits of Successful something. You ever hear of these books? Okay. So one of his big things he writes, he gives a great example. And this is all Mesillas Yesharim. Everything I'm talking about Mesillas Yesharim is just different ways of presenting it. If you hear like an author or someone, then you get a little more, oh wow, this is like Mesillas Yesharim, your brain's like, oh, Mesillas Yesharim. But if you hear a guy, you're like, oh, this is interesting. So this is what Stephen Covey writes. He says, pilots, okay, they always have a flight plan. Obviously, right? Flight plan. You're flying from Israel to JFK, you got a flight plan. He said 95% of the time, they don't stick to their, I don't remember the percentage, it was 90, something like that. They don't stick to their flight plan. But they make it there. The flight plan's exact, right? As long as you have a flight plan, even if you deviate here, there, but you're more or less on your flight plan, you're okay. If you don't have a flight plan, you're in trouble. If you're just flying, the chance of making it to your destination, very slim. Okay, which is why it's so important. Before I started this year, I sat myself down, okay? And I said, what's the flight plan for this year? I didn't know you guys at all. I heard a little bit about each of you, you know? And now I have to reassess in a few weeks, Sukkot's time, now that I get getting to know you guys. But I need a flight plan for this year. What's our goal? What's our goal? And every single one of you guys, okay? You need a flight plan. You need a flight plan for this year. You need a flight plan for your life, okay? Most of you probably in high school, you're not busy making flight plans because, you know, again, we think we're little kids, okay? But now you're growing up already. I don't mean flight plan like which college you want to go to and what, these are all details. But I'm like that Japanese guy that wants to look at the long picture. The long picture. So how do we go about, and by the way, this is true for family life also, with my wife and my children, right? I need a game plan. What do I want with my house? I want my house to be a happy, cheerful place. I want my house. So how am I gonna do that, right? I want my kids to have these midos, that midos, to work on this, to work on that. You know, I want to help each. You need a plan. I try to sit down with my wife. Each kid. What does this kid need? What does this kid like? What does this kid do? Right? We need plans. Without a plan, the chances of getting to your destination is very, very slim. Okay. So this Mrs. Sharm starts. If we want to formulate a plan, guys, help me out. Let's say a sheer plan, a sheer mission, right? So how do we do that? What's the first thing we have to think about? What's the first thing we have to think about if we want to make a plan? Yeah.
Where we're trying to get to.
Yeah. Like, great. If we don't know where we want to go as a shear, or where each and every one of you guys want to go as a person, you're not gonna get there. It's very difficult to get there. That's what Mesilas Yesharim says. Read those last parts again. Skip the bedrock and then all those things to get to the. A few words in. He says,
right,
you have to know.
Sentence.
Yeah, first sentence.
Let's see. Verify what his duty is.
That's
in this
it.
World.
Good. You have to verify what your duty is in this world. We have to know why we're here. If we have to know why we're here, then we can talk about what are we doing here, right? Why are we here? If we don't know why we're here, we can't make a mission statement. Okay. So why are we here? Let's see. Anybody know why are we here? What do you say? No. What do you say? Why are we here? Make a lot of money. It's too cheesy. What? Why are we here?
You mean like why we're on this earth or why we are at this yeshiva?
I mean, why? Let's go back to the basics. Why are we on planet Earth? Why are we all alive? What's the purpose?
God put us here.
Now, why did he do that? Did he just...
What?
Like, sometimes you put a hamster in a cage and you don't care what he does. You know what I'm saying? Let him run around the thing, let him eat, let him hide, you don't really care.
Yeah,
but when God put us here, he didn't say just like, put us down in the world and just, okay, run around. He put us here to find out our purpose. Okay, but what is our purpose? Is finding out our purpose our end game?
What?
Is finding out our purpose our end game?
Well,
that's the beginning of the game. So what's our, I want to know our end game.
To reach
our purpose, to get closer to Hashem.